Ron, we mentioned about you, you know, fullback. You weren't worried who was coming, you were stopping them.
Yeah, well, you do anything when you're playing for Gloucester, and also the fact that with your mates, as it was, or when you first came down here, once you got to know everybody, and as a team, you did your best. And my way of stopping the big blokes, if it was like Dave's, is just standing in front of them. And then to me, was they had to run over you.
And when you had that Gloucester, and now, nowadays it's as the team run in front of the shed. When you get that, what does that do?
Well, even now, when they're in full cry, because many a time you can feel the crowd, they're saying it, but they haven't quite got it because the team might be playing that well, or it's just a little bit. But when they're on, like when we beat Saracens with the last kick of the game a couple of years back, and you get that Gloucester then, it still raises the hairs on the back of my neck, because you still remember when you're out there in the middle and getting that. And that's where all of us, I would think, wouldn't change it for the world.
And being in that changing room beforehand, mm-hmm. we've heard about punching walls, sitting in front of the fire, having a woodbine, whatever. The atmosphere in there, is it pretty tense before a game?
Certainly was when Mike Nichols was captain, because, I mean, as you come out on the pitch, he'd slap everybody around the head. And even in the changing rooms, it may be, you know, if you weren't concentrating, or you may have had a word with it, it was, like, I was a fullback, so I was next to the winger. If you happen to have a word, and it looked like you weren't concentrating, you'd get a slap then or something, you know, just to sort of get your mind back on it. Yeah, I imagine it is totally different to what it is now. And again, all of us, as far as I know, we come up from the local clubs. So we had a little bit of a bearing with the local clubs. But when you come up to this level, it was something totally different.
Yeah. And Bob, you experienced this more often than any of the others in this room. But I guess you must have made lifelong friends from within your change room and from within other change rooms as well.
Well, you do. Obviously, we feel very privileged that we've got a group of people here and others that we've known since we played and still know and socialise together today. So it's, yeah.
And it was 1968 when you started. It's a long time ago now, isn't it?
Many, many years, isn't it? Yeah. Many, many years, yeah.
Why don't you look any older?
I certainly do.
Are you putting something on?
Older and, yeah.
And you've got all your teeth.
Yeah. No, not all of them. No. Quite a few missing at the front.
Pete, what about you? You know, change rooms are always very interesting to people because it's somewhere that, as a supporter, we don't get to see. And especially as captain, it must be very, very special.
Yeah, I think it is. And it's different atmospheres, different games. I don't think there was ever the same atmosphere in a change room when I was playing, because you had different personnel in there. And you had certain players that wanted to punch the walls, wanted to hit each other's, and then you had players there that were happy just to sit there and be quiet and gather their own thoughts. But it was an exciting place to be before the game, the buzz of it and the adrenaline building, just waiting to focus that into when the whistle blew.
Paul, have you got any lifelong friends from other teams that you've made through rugby?
I think you do, from playing against it, and especially when, you know, when you get involved with coaching, if, you know, Spanner himself did, moved up to the Midlands, we made a lot of friends up in that area. And it's good, we're now playing golf against a lot of Bristol, Bath and that, and you come across the players and there's still a bit of banter going along.